Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to be generous and specific with your appreciation. Let people know when they've done something that made a difference for you, with as many details as makes sense. This will make people feel good and probably make them want to help you more in the future. So we've all received casual and non-specific praise. Great job. Way to go. Thanks for this. This is great. These bits of praise do feel good, but they don't really show much thought. These could be said to anybody about anything, and they probably are said to many people about many things. So when someone does something you appreciate, try to thank and praise them in a way that feels more tailored. Identify what it is they did and identify the impact. Bonus points if you can tie the specific act to a capacity or skill you admire in that person. So, for instance, Lindsay, thank you so much for connecting Tom and me. It looks like we'll be able to work together on the project. I appreciate the way you make such thoughtful introductions. You've named the act you appreciate, that is, connecting you with Tom. You've identified the impact, a promising partnership, and you've connected this specific act with a characteristic strength of Lindsay's, namely her making mutually beneficial introductions. Lindsay will surely feel glowing after that. Here's another example. Lucas, I really appreciate your feedback on the proposed changes to this policy. Thanks to you, I was able to clarify the changes so people understand the new policy and its purpose. Now, the point is not to belabor your thanks or to be inauthentic or awkward in any way. But when you thank a person in a way that is specific and impact-oriented, and that connects to their core strengths if you can, the person will feel seen and valued and effective, and they'll look forward to getting to help you again in the future. That's for being specific. As for being generous, well, feel free to thank people in more ways than one. Call, and then send a follow-up note. Send a quick text, and then a longer email later. Another part of generosity is expressing your thanks publicly. Now, this doesn't have to be in a grand speech, though it can. Tacking a note up on a public bulletin board can work, or a quick email to a list of people who would have been aware of what happened. While people sometimes think that praise will be taken more seriously if they're stingy with it, I have not seen any real evidence that this is true. As long as you are being authentic and praising specifics, then you can praise lots of specifics. It's the meaningless good jobs tossed around everywhere that don't actually help. So today, think if there's someone you could thank specifically and generously. Make sure you describe the impact the person's thoughtfulness had on you. Note how it reflects on the person's character. Now, of course, this is a nice thing to do, but it's actually really fun as well. Watching someone beam is one of the best parts of a workday, or at least imagining them beaming on a phone call. Life is tough. Being thankful doesn't need to be. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, and when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.